from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart are hosting a meeting Sunday, seeking to show the support and commitment of the international community to a long-sought peace agreement in Libya. The country's rival governments are expected to sign the UN-brokered peace deal Wednesday after nearly a year of talks to agree on a process to create a unity government. The plan calls for the unity body to be formed within 40 days with members of both the current internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body that has been operating out of Tripoli. Secretary Kerry and his counterpart are being joined Sunday by representatives from Libya's neighbors and others in the region. The U.S. government is urging its citizens to leave Burundi amid deadly clashes involving military and police. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and the families of personnel as political violence roils the country in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup in May. The U.S. Embassy can only offer limited emergency services to U.S. citizens in Burundi, according to the State Department in a travel warning. Voters in the CAR, the Central African Republic, are casting ballots Sunday in a referendum on a new constitution. They seek an end to nearly 3 years of violence and division. The process was disrupted in several parts of the capital of Bangui, where there were reports of gunfire and small clashes between opponents and supporters of the referendum. The new constitution calls for the creation of a Senate, limiting future presidents to 2 terms in office. VOA News. The construction of a much-anticipated $10 billion pipeline transporting natural gas from Turkmenistan to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India began Sunday, 25 years after the inception of the project. The so-called Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan-India project aims to export up to 33 billion cubic meters of natural gas per year through the approximately 1,800-kilometer pipeline. The Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, and the Indian Vice President Hamid Ansari, together with the Turkmen President, attended the groundbreaking ceremony in the central city of Mary in Turkmenistan. This is the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
This flagship project will usher in a new era and transform the lives of the millions of our people, making TAPI a symbol of shared prosperity and socio-economic development.
Observers have long termed the proposed project as a pipeline of regional peace, once completed because it could go a long way in bringing arch rivals India and Pakistan closer and to promote stability in war-ravaged Afghanistan. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb blast ripped through a busy clothing market on Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55 others. The explosion happened in Parchinar, that's the center of the semi-autonomous Kurram tribal district on the Afghan border. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for that blast. The political administrator for Kurram told the French news agency that the bomb had been hidden in a bag left at the market. French voters head to the polls Sunday for a second round of regional elections, with the far-right National Front Party hoping to take control of a region for the very first time. Marine Le Pen and her FN party would like to see a decisive second round that is as good as last week's round, in which the party came out on top in 6 of the 13 regions. Marine Le Pen spoke to reporters after casting her ballot. She says, I like democracy and don't like to see voters to be treated as children, to be terrorized, such as what several people have tried to do, the prime minister especially, in profoundly questionable conditions. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande's personal approval ratings have soared with his hardline stance since the terrorist attacks, but his party's ratings remain low. At least 2 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results show Salma bin Hazab al-Tebi as the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.